20th, 2013, and I'm going to call this meeting to order. We right now are having a public hearing, and we will be, after we've welcomed everyone, we will have public comment. But first, I'd like to share who's with us here at the meeting. Council members, Mr. Hanem, Mrs. Capellini, Mr. Brown, Mr. Lutke, Mr. Milner, Mrs. Hussman, the Law Director, Mr. Moan, Service Director, Mr. Aller, Chief of Police, Mr. Rodas, Economic Development, Mr. Sanford are all present, as well as Clerk of Council. Also, we have quite a few people here from the community to speak to these issues, and the mayor is here in the audience as well. So this evening, we're going to talk about PD2-2012. It's for Pine Tree Village, and this is a reconfiguration of an already approved planned development proposal. And so the process for this evening is that I will invite an overview of the plan as presented by the developer, and then I will have some of the members of the administrative team speak to their perspectives on it. I will open it up to comment from those in favor and those against. I'll then invite the comments from our city council members, and then we will determine what our next steps are. So with that, I would like to invite our developer or his representatives to step forward and perhaps share an overview of the proposal. I do have it on, and I'm sorry I wasn't speaking close enough to it. Thank you for speaking up.
Good evening.
Could you begin by sharing your name and your address?
Yes. My name is Ryan Watcher. I'm with Millstrom Development Company. Everyone's familiar with where the property is. It's the 3 acres behind Rite Aid over at the corner of Metamore Road.
Excuse me, you know what? Thank you. We probably need to speak on the microphone, and I'm sorry. I know it makes it a little difficult to be away from your to be away from your piece there.
Would you like me to start?
Would you please?
Yes. It's Ryan Wapser from Millstream Development Company. And this is the parcel, 3 acres behind the Rite Aid at the corner of Centennial and Sylvania Metamora Road. Previously on this parcel, we had a project approved for 16 units, and this layout seems to fit the lay of the land a little bit better. We don't have the winding driveways.
I believe they're still having trouble hearing you, so maybe if you can try and maybe lift your microphone up and speak into it, and perhaps
Sorry.
They can hear you then.
Sorry.
No, that's all right.
I'll focus on the mic. As I was saying, previously approved project there had winding driveways and just some different characteristics that didn't make it a typical layout. Hello?
Brian, you're just gonna have to speak up. I don't know what else to tell you. Let's go ahead.
Okay. Previously approved project here already. We're asking for a reapproval with a different configuration. We have still one entrance in, and what's not shown on that particular site plan is the site drainage, which you have on your drawing in front of you. happy to answer any questions. I mean, to me, it's pretty straightforward. It's properly zoned for this type of use. And we do have someone ready to start. We've had someone ready to start for a little while now. We've been in planning control for a couple of months, and now we're here looking to move to the next step.
Thank you, Ryan.
Ryan, before you go away, I have not seen, this looks a lot like what I saw at the last public hearing. It looks like, could you just highlight for us what's changed since you started the planning commission? Because I think that's the last time I talked to you about this.
The two main changes were, one was the site detention. It's not shown on that print either, but it is now. You should.
That's the water retention, correct?
That's the water retention, correct.
Right.
Contained. Now, in the rears.
Okay.
And the other thing that we went ahead and changed was the parcel was, I don't remember the exact square footage, I'll get my notes, but it was a couple of square feet, maybe 100 square feet short of being the right size, and we've added a little bit of property to it in order to make it meet that requirement.
Okay.
Thank you, Ryan. Mr. Aller, do you have anything to add to this? I know that there were some changes from the service department.
Yeah, there were some changes when the development was initially submitted. The service department put together actually a couple review letters. The first review letter was all-encompassing. Included roughly about 15 or 16 items, most of those minor in nature and were easily correctable. The two major issues with this piece was it was slightly undersized with the number of units that they were requesting to be put on the property. The developer has taken care of that by purchasing including as part of the development a small piece of property on what was an adjoining property, so it gives them the acres it's needed for the 18th unit. And then the second thing being stormwater retention and ultimate discharge. There was initially with this development an agreement with a stormwater retention pond with the commercial development to the south of this site. The developer for this time around has decided to provide on-site storm detention in the ultimate discharge, Shriver Ditch. Both of those items were modified and completed to the satisfaction of the service department. We see no reason they met the conditions of the service department, same conditions that we put on any other development.
Mr. Aller, is it a 16 unit or an 18 unit?
It is an 18 unit.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. The original was 16. I'll say 3 years ago. I'm not sure on dates before my time with the city. The development that they submitted this time has 18.
Jeff, I noticed that the action from the we have a memo from the April 12th, 2013. That's the date of the memo from the Municipal Planning Commission, and there's a new plot adapted to that, and that's one that you've reviewed and the administration has approved. Is that correct?
Correct.
And that reflects the changes that the Planning Commission insisted on as a condition of their approval, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and there's new retention, there are three new retention basins on here from the last time I saw this. Could you talk a little bit about those?
Yeah, that's the on-site detention that the developer decided to do. Initially, the plan for this site, again, I'll say 3 years ago, I'm not sure on the time, but on the first submittal was to basically share that detention with the developer to the south.
Right.
That option was removed, or it wasn't an option any longer. And so the developer then took a look at providing that detention on site, basically rear yard swales, if you will. And he put the plan together, submitted it to our office for review, and he has the necessary detention that he needs on site, and it meets the city's requirements.
Is there some foliage or other barrier between Hideaway Lane and those retention basins? Is there something there? It's hard to tell from the drawing. It looks like there's some drawn in there.
He has some foliage in there. We did not put specific requirements as to what would be required there. But there is just landscaping shown in that area.
Is that landscaping as shown, would that become a requirement of the PD or not?
It is not in there as a requirement at this time.
Even though it's shown in the drawing?
Correct.
Okay.
Did you have something to add, sir?
Yeah, we have a mic that works.
I didn't look exactly at the drawing to see what the, that's why I see what the landscaping is. But the, what's shown there is existing. Okay, just so you know, it was put in originally whenever we did the pine tree villas. We put that green screen along there, not knowing what was going to be on the other side. It's actually turned into a pretty nice green screen. So it is existing already, which would, Mr. Hayden wants to know if they're going to be screened from the road, then yes.
Yeah.
For sure the south one is, and the north one, where the trees stop is where they stop on the plan.
The trees will stay, though.
The trees will stay.
Whereas you do the development.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think I'm looking at the original drawing, and it shows those trees all the way to the entrance. Remember, this was in there. Yeah.
Obviously, I'm gonna have to take out the ones that are in the roadway.
Sure.
Maybe transplant them to the north, and yes, we'll be providing some more screening.
Okay.
So this is, again, is a public hearing. So I'd like to invite any of our participants present here this evening that are in favor of this and would like to make a comment to please come to the microphone. In favor. Would you like to make a comment? Feel free to step up. Please give me your name and address.
Not me. OTTNY. I am a owner of one of the condominiums at Quarry's Edge Condominiums. And our interest in this development basically has to do with this deluge that occurred back in 2006, where Quarry's Edge Road was covered with water from one end to the other for a period of at least a couple of days. We're not quite sure, maybe 3 days before it finally drained down. So on that, on the background of this, of our unit having water standing in the road, we were concerned about it. So I investigated the development, talked to Mr. Aller, and he was kind enough to give me a larger drawing, so I was able to see exactly how the stormwater was going to be handled off this development. And I think I got two questions on there. First of all, Mr. Aller, do you know what the deluge was? How many inches of water fell within a 24-hour period for that flood?
I don't know specifically, but if that was the storm of June of 2006, it was, they ranked it as a 500-year storm.
A 500-year?
Yeah.
Right. And on the basis of that, this area was designed to withstand a 100-year storm, which did occur.
He's right there.
Sir,
excuse me, would you use the portable microphone so these folks can hear that?
I'm sorry.
There you go.
Is that on now?
I think you
just turned it off.
Turn it off. Try it again. Agreement.
There it's on.
There you go.
It's on now?
No, now it's on.
Now it's on.
Yeah, there you go.
Am I getting too loud?
No, you're good.
Thank you, thank you. I'll take it one step backwards. Before I bought the condominium in Quarry's Edge, I used to live on Highway. I owned a home there on Highway. That was also developed by Mr. Walters' firm. We had tons of drainage problems on Highway Lane. I probably couldn't go back and blame the developer for it, but it was the...
Hold on, microphone. Use it.
Put it by your, yeah, right up.
Real close?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Gotta do it, because obviously, and I apologize for that.
All right, great.
So we had a lot of problems on Highway, probably mainly because of the fairly poor control of the grades while everything was being built. We had a situation where a row of homes, some of the drainage water flew to the north towards the ditch, towards the Schreiber ditch. Others flowed south to the south. In the meantime, some of the actual contractors who bought the property from Mr. Wattinger and built a home on it ignored the grades that were specified on the blueprint and raised them higher. And so in the middle of the drainage flow plan, we had a lot that was probably almost a foot higher than it should have been, which blocked the water from draining properly. So my question to Mr. Aller is, during this construction for this development here that you're looking at today, will the grades be checked by anybody to make sure that they're within reasonable limits of where they should be?
Yes.
And the city will have a surveyor come out with the grades, check the grades?
We'll double check that the land grades, the grading plan is met. The grading plan that's shown on the drawing, we'll verify that that's what actually is the power gets built.
Okay. Which gets me back, I guess, to the final issue that I failed to ask you when I was, you know, I had a meeting at your office one day, is what is the storage capacity in these retention ponds on this property? How much water will that hold? Say a 1-inch 24-hour downpour? Or an inch and a half? Or
for our requirements on the storm, I believe that will hold 10,000 cubic yards of water.
And is there any way you can relate that to how many inches of water?
Cubic feet. Times 7, that's roughly about 75,000 gallons of water.
And, okay, then there's no relationship to how many inches are falling in a 1-hour period or a 10-hour period?
It's a 5-year storm, Joe.
The detention is required for 25 years.
25 years. That's for on a 25-year event, 25-year storm.
So I guess what I'm getting back to then is that at some point after we have a 1-inch or an inch and a half or a 2-inch deluge, these retention ponds are going to be filled up. At that point, they're going to go through a, what you call on the drawing, a quality control structure. And from there, it then goes through a meter line, which then dumps back into the ditch.
Correct.
I have to assume then that this meter line is only, will constantly drain once the water in that retention pond reaches the level where it gets above the inlet of the meter line. So at some point, let's say it's a 2-inch downpour.
But there during the large rain event, the purpose of the meter line is to only allow so much water to get out of that detention area at a time. It's to slow the rate that the water exits into Shriver Ditch so that it doesn't just free flow.
Right. And I also have to assume that that quality control structure prevents debris and leaves and whatever else from going into it. I think I'm convinced that there is very careful planning gone into this thing. It looks to me like you've met all the code requirements for proper drainage. But no matter what happens, there'll be another 500-year storm one of these days. And now there's going to be more water going into that creek than there was during the last 500-year storm. And we'll probably at some point, experience some flood damage. And so as being an owner there and referring to the board of directors from Quarry's Edge Condominium Association and the Association of Management, my thought is, do we need to warn the rest of the owners in here that at some point we may exceed that 1,000 or that 100-year storm level to the point where you may get some water damage inside the house? Now, that affects two people. One of them is the outside of the structure. It's owned by the association. Well, everything inside the drywall is owned by the individual homeowners. So do the homeowners, do they have to buy flood insurance if they want a protection for that? And does the association have flood insurance? We don't, right? So you can see it's not an easy decision. There's a lot of consideration here. We just want to make darn sure that that we're not asking, we're not looking at something that is hugely potential to create some, very expensive repairs.
Thank you, Mr. Ote.
Thank you.
I'd like to make a comment on the flooding. I live on Shriver Ditch.
Okay.
And I'm downstream from you. I'm on the other side of Erie Street. But I believe it was 3 years ago, we spent a considerable amount of money fixing the retention ponds in Centennial Farms, where we took out the blacktop channel, we put in concrete, opened up all the gates, improved that so that the water flow would flow properly. And one of the reasons that we did that was what you're talking about that happened in 2006 with the backup of water. And I don't think we've had any problems since we made the major repairs downstream from your home to help the water flow coming out of Michigan off the farm fields and coming off the new developments and stuff. I don't know, Kevin, you might correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that really helped move the water from the north to the south through our city by doing those improvements in Centennial Farms, because there was a lot of blockage and the water was backing up.
That improvement was made, Mr. Brown, after this last storm.
I believe it was 3 years ago, if I'm correct.
Okay. Well, that's encouraging. I just wonder, know whether there's a requirement on the developer now to do what they did to on the drawings for the development for Quarry's Edge. And on here it says, contractor to clean Shriver Ditch within development limits, taking care of not to disturb site slopes. And so will that requirement be upon Mr. Wamser for his development to clean, or let's see.
We don't have that requirement on to clean. It's a short area of Shriver Ditch that development encompasses. I don't know that there would be any huge benefit. I also don't believe that the clean out elevation of that ditch. I don't believe that the existing elevation is that much different from the clean-out elevations established.
Well, there is, to my count, I think 6 or 7 ash trees that are dead along the shrubber ditch there. And ash trees dry from the inside out. They get hollow. They get brittle. Within a few short years, they're going to start falling down. Major branches will come down. And within a period of time, the entire trunk is going to come down. And whether that lands in the ditch and creates a major damming with the creek, I would think that perhaps removing all those ash trees, and they're probably all within the limits of the responsibility for the county ditch maintenance people. But I think it would help if we could somehow get that accomplished before the, or at least requested before the approval was given.
Thank you for those comments, Mr. Ote.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who'd like to speak in favor of this? Seeing no one else, is there anyone who would like to speak against this? Please step to the microphone, use the handheld microphone, and give your name and address, please.
Can you hear me?
I think it's off.
It's off. Turn to green.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
There we go.
I live with Lori Esterson at 5509. My name is Bob Marshall. The address is 5909. Anyhow, I'm looking at the street, Hideaway. Drive on it every day. This is a two-lane street. When people have parties, and not even just parties, but there are cars parked there, there's only one sidewalk, and that's right against the street, on the side where all the homes are. So you've got two lanes of traffic, and you're going to put potentially 36 more cars pouring on the Hideaway, and all the other adjacent things that go along with 18 units. So this looks like a real hazard. It'll be the 4th of July every day of the year, practically. Did you ever think of that? And my whole life was spent in Toledo in apartment ownership in Pennsylvania. In apartment ownership, and you realize that many people who have big apartment units realize how many people they can put in there. I'm sure the police department is concerned when you jam too many people. Well, this is my worry, is primarily cars. And if you think about it and you look at that situation, you're asking for trouble. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak out against this?
Madam Chairman, I'd like to ask just a general question.
Could we please have your name and address? Name and address, please.
Are we on?
Name and address, yes. You need your name and address.
Your name and your address.
John Hopkins.
8359 Fossil
Drive.
Thank you.
Has there been any general conversation by the developer to clean up the ditch, the debris in the bottom of it, clean it up and put a concrete tile in it from this new development all the way to connect it to the tile that goes under Centennial Road? It would beautify the ugly growth on both sides of the ditch. It would improve the looks of that greatly.
I'm not aware of any, but Mr. Aller, any feedback on that?
There's no requirement, again, as part of this development. Stream and ditch cleaning and clearing is an ongoing project, if you will, within the city. There's not anything specifically planned for that section right now.
Thank you, Mr. Aller. So at this point, there has been nothing more discussed on that, and certainly we have heard your interest in that, and that is on record. So we thank you for your comments.
Yeah. I was hoping for a simple yes or no.
No.
When I ask a simple question and get a paragraph, I can't handle it. But thank you.
Mm-hmm. Is there any other comment against this proposed development change? Any other comments from city council members at this time?
I just have a question for one of the Wamshires. Could you describe what kind of units these are going to be? What do you think the market price is going to be?
You're not talking loud enough.
Okay. Why don't you stand here? I'll talk to you. Okay. No.
Sir.
Sir, come over here, and I'll talk.
This is not addressed to you, it's addressed to the developers, and I'd like them to talk about what kind of units these are going to be. They're condos, but what's the market price likely to be? Are they 2, 3, 4 bedroom? What kind of a development is this going to be? I guess I'm trying to get a sense of what kind of residents might be living there.
We are not going to be the builders of the units. Exact price range, I'm still thinking about the different avenues that we've gone down for price range. On record at the planning or city council, I would say that the price range will be around 150, maybe probably a little under 150, but around 150. And I do have a picture. I mean, it's obviously there have been different floor plans that go with it, but that is kind of the style, kind of the look that the builder is going for. That's the picture. Two and three.
So essentially a patio in Ryan?
Correct. Yeah. Yes. They will be on slabs.
And square footage, Ryan? Or range?
12 to 1500.
So this is either a starter home or an empty nest?
Correct. With attached garages. Very similar to what is there on Hideaway Lane on the...
So, Ryan?
To what's there? To the quarry? I would say very, very similar. As far as you're talking about price?
Yeah.
Yes.
Size?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
And you did indicate attached garages, is that correct?
Yes. They're shown on there, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
Any other questions or comments from council members?
I just note that these are not, this is not part of the plan development. I mean, this is a concept. All that we've got as part of the plan development is a footprint. Right.
I think you confirmed that.
Yeah. Thanks.
I get this for Mr. Aller. 18 units. Based on your experience with traffic flow, what kind of a traffic flow would that cause on a two-lane street?
Figure two cars a day, a trip and a half a day. You're looking at about 50 additional trips. These are going to be, he said, earlier, starter to empty nesters. I think that in all likelihood, more likelihood is going to be empty nesters. So your trip count is down at that 1.5. If you're looking at family, your count is obviously higher. But we have residential streets in the city that have much more units, housing units, than what Hideaway Lane will have once this development is complete.
Is there any further discussion or any consensus from council about what you would suggest for next steps?
Let me say, it strikes me that both Mr. Wamshires have been here before, and when they were here earlier, we asked them to do a number of things to modify up the plan, including the drainage issue, and they've done that. They brought it back here. They brought it to the Plan Commission. The Plan Commission has given us approval. So I don't know that we have much
latitude in anything other than recommending approval of this.
So I think that we would ask for legislation to be drawn up this evening at the council meeting. I mean, for our next council meeting.
Is that right? Yes, that we would ask the administration to prepare legislation, yes.
Is there a motion?
I'll make that as a motion.
Yeah.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Can I ask a question?
Please.
I'm Lori Esposito, 5919 Highway. And I don't know if that ditch is called, but that's right across from my house. It's really ugly and full of stones and everything. Supposedly, I had heard when they did this, they were getting fountains and everything. Well, that's just sitting there, ugly, and it's like a dump. Is, are the, these retention, is that going to go up to it and go into it, or I don't understand that.
You're speaking of the existing detention pond?
Yes.
On the commercial development? The detention ponds for this development won't have anything to do with that existing.
According to that, movements that you showed, it's like going perpendicular to it. Because here's the other ditch. And nothing's ever been done with that either. That's just sitting there ugly.
That will flow to, the storm detention from this development will flow, ultimately flow to the north, to Shardwick Ditch.
But does it help out with it? They don't touch?
No. We will address that existing detention pond.
I mean, it's an eyesore. And you can see it. Those trees do not cover it. And I also want to know about, they're just throwing out to any builder to come, you know, I don't understand it. They have no idea who's building or what. It's just empty spaces for anyone to come and build.
Can we ask the developers maybe to explain your process as far as how builders will be selected, please?
I mean, where I'm living now is on Highway. It's been different builders,
on Highway, on the west side, there's been lots of different builders back in 06 whenever that went in. And I guess that kind of reverts back to one of the drainage things. Grading was a big problem back when there was lots of things being developed and going on in the county and the city. There's a new rule in place that doesn't really affect me as much as it does the builder, but in order to get the occupancy permit, they have to have their grade elevations proper. And that's a different rule than what was in place back when we did Highway, even though whenever we do a print like we did on Highway on the west side, we specifically call out what the corners are going to be, you know, 686.2, you know, for your elevation, what it needs to be. But there was never a check back in the system.
Right.
And there is now.
Mr. Watson, will there be one builder that will do all every unit?
Right now, what we have set up is for one builder to come in and build every unit, correct?
Thank you.
Thank you. I will, I will forward on to council tonight the recommendation of this committee of the whole meeting, and I will call this meeting adjourned at 7:10.
Yes.
We did vote. Mm-hmm. Thank you, though. So I thank you for joining us.